Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we share these next few minutes together going into the Word of the Lord. But before we begin, may we just take a few moments to pray and ask the Lord's blessings upon your life and His strength, His comfort, His anointing, whatever you need. There's power in agreeing prayer, and I believe as we join in the Spirit, God is not limited by time or space, and He will minister to you. I believe Him to do that for you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come together in the Spirit of the Lord. And Father, you see every listener. Lord, those you who you have brought by your Spirit to hear the word of the Lord as we share this time together. And Father, we're asking that as we direct our hearts to you, we want to be more pleasing to you. We want to, in our day-to-day lives, bring you glory. We want to be conformed and perfected in the very image of Jesus. And so, Father, we're asking for help in the trials and battles that come living in this earthly realm. Lord, those who are suffering in a physical way, infirmity, disease, affliction, Father, I take authority over it in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, who vanquished every disease and every sickness for us by the stripes laid upon His back. And Lord, I thank you also for ministering to those who are troubled in spirit, those who are stressed, those who are frustrated, those who have been angry, things have happened in the family, around the job. Lord, I thank you, God, that you will just diminish anger right now, for it is written that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And Lord, I ask that your peace would descend. Lord, that you will give your beloved knowledge and wisdom, knowing how to proceed from this moment. And Lord, we just thank you that you're going to move in all the circumstances and situations, and that you will be glorified, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. No, Lord, I know there are some that are listening that as they look at situations in their lives, they can't see a way out. They can't see a positive outcome. But God, your word says that those who love you, all things are going to work together for their good. And so, Father, I release this in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that in the midst of whatever they're going through, they will be able to praise you. As David said, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Lord, we do that. We praise and glorify and magnify your name. And now, Father, we thank you for anointing this time that we share together. Lord, let the Holy Spirit of God bring new understanding, new revelation, and in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified. We thank you for it. Well, I'd like to share a familiar passage found in the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 6, which reads, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Now, the purpose of this epistle that Paul was writing was to eradicate the doctrinal errors that had been introduced by hostile Judaizers. There were Judaizers that were holding on to the law, and they fought Paul throughout his entire ministry. They traveled from city to city following him. And his purpose was to eradicate, was to address the errors that had been introduced by them that were corrupting the Galatian Christians. And he was urging them to hold firmly to what they had been taught. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So let's just take a moment to examine that passage of Scripture. And the very word faith in the Greek, that word means persuasion, that is, credence, conviction of a religious truth or the truthfulness of God. And the verb worketh in the Greek means to be active, efficient, do, to be mighty in, to work effectually in. And the word love, of course, is not our human conception of love. It's not brotherly love or eros or romantic love, but it is agape. That's what that word is that is used, agape, which is God's love, which is a love that far transcends any love that we can possibly know or experience. Other translations put it this way, only faith active in love, faith that finds its expression in love. The only thing that matters is faith which works by love. Now I'd like to share a few passages found in 1 John, the second chapter, verses 3 through 5. And there's some powerful truths outlined in these few verses. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's interesting. A lot of people talk about knowing Jesus Christ or say that they're a Christian, but they don't really know his commandments. They don't know the Bible. And he goes on to say in verse 4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's a very powerful statement, to say that you know Jesus, but you don't do what he tells you to do in his word. Well, John says he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. But in verse 5, the word declares, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So, beloved, how can we know the love of God? If we keep his commandments, the love of God is perfected in a person who would do that. So the only thing that matters, don't you love how the Bible and Jesus condenses all the various commandments into simple, easily remembered sayings? When those, as outlined in the Gospels, came to Jesus and they said, well, what are the great commandments? And he just says, well, love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, in strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In those two commandments are contained all the law and the prophets. That's a powerful statement. And here, if we will keep the commandments of God, we know that God's love is perfected in us. So in this verse that I shared, verse 6, this is a statement of profound importance. What he is saying is that form doesn't matter, but reality. What's actually occurring? What's actually in operation? And he's saying that faith, when worked out in practical and tangible reality, will equal love. Verse 14 in that same chapter claims that the whole law is fulfilled in love. I'll quote, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And there's a parallel passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. See that? So you see, these scriptures are just, they're saying the same thing. And of course, 1 John and 6 says, or excuse me, 2 John verse 6 says, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. So as we really meditate upon what these passages of Scripture are telling us, is that the definition of love, we know, is God. God is love. And He and His Word are one. So we will love His law. The psalmist says, I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. And so God's love is inextricably tied to His Word, and His Word is basically an exposition of His will, His desire for us. And the commandments, if you will, that are pleasing to Him, how we can fulfill our service to God by becoming Christ-like, because Jesus was perfect in all of His ways. Beloved, this is a tremendous truth if we can grasp hold of it. Now let's take a moment to look at the nature of faith. And that's our description, if you will, of our relationship with God. For example, he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith is substantial. It's not imaginary or illusory. It's real and it's true. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the substance and the evidence of things not seen. It's demonstrative. It's characterized by outward expression or display. It requires action on our part. James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead. Just like a body that is dead without the breath of life is dead, so faith is dead without works. And it is divinely deposited. Every man is given by God a measure of faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So we don't have to beat ourselves on the head, oh, we don't have faith. God has given you, beloved, all the faith you need. But what we need to do is to act on it. Well, we went quickly through the nature of faith, and on tomorrow's broadcast, with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in this message, Faith Worketh by Love. But in the moments that remain, first of all, I want to thank you for listening, and I invite you, if you have prayer needs, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. This is a personal ministry to you, and it's one of the joys of my heart to be able to make broadcasts as well as to answer each partner and each person who writes in individually and pray and send back whatever God gives. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.